This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Well, this has to be one of my favorite times of the year because there is an event coming up days from now. It's the 4th of July, and we know how to celebrate it in Half Moon Bay. And with me in the studio right now is Cameron Palmer, who is with the Half Moon Bay Beautification Committee that puts on this wonderful event. Welcome, Cameron. Good to see you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Listen, give us a little sneak preview of what's in store for us this year.
Wow. Well, here we go again. 4th of July is obviously on 4th of July. I joke because people call me up and say, what day's the parade? Anyway, it's a Friday this year, and the parade kicks off at 12 noon on Main Street, and it's just a wonderful patriotic time.
Now, one of the things that makes our parade so wonderful is it's really the classic hometown parade. I mean, we've got kids riding their bicycles. We have not like a professional parade where you have paid people going down with bands and all that sort of things. It's just a nice way of seeing your neighbors and your friends. Who's going to be the Grand Marshal this year?
Well, I'll tell you, we have a committee that chooses and likes to recognize people that have done a lot for the community and the town over the years. And this year, I was really pleased because it's going to be someone I know quite well. Adora Palmer is going to be our Grand Marshal, my mom. When I told her that she was chosen by the committee, she started to cry, but it was quite an honor for her. So we're really happy to have my mom as the Grand Marshal this year.
Now, speaking of how people line up and what you see as you're standing on the streets watching the parade go by, it usually starts with the marshal, right? I think heading up the parade.
Well, of course, we have the police department and fire department kind of clear the streets, and we have an opportunity to honor them. And then we have our American Legion Post 474 come, and they stop right in front of City Hall, and we ask everyone to stand and remove their hats, and we do the Pledge of Allegiance. And then from there, the parade really kicks off. There'll be the Grand Marshal. There'll be all of our service clubs. That's what's wonderful. We'll have kids clubs, Rotary, Lions Club, all sorts of different groups that are part of our community, and they make their own floats or whatever sort of entry they want to do.
Now, I remember that at the end of the parade for the last few years are also kind of a rural area, and we've got horses around our community here, and we see them on display usually at the tail end of the parade.
Yeah, tail end, is that a pun? Okay.
I wasn't thinking it was, okay. But actually.
You're right. We do have quite a contingency of horses and riders that come down, and we're really happy that we still have this for the 4th of July parade. Of course, we don't allow the horses in the Pumpkin Festival parade because it's just way too hectic. And I expect probably 30, 40 horses. In fact, I heard from the Sheriff's Department, and they're going to bring their mounted unit as well.
Excellent.
So that's really kind of exciting.
Yeah.
And then we always put them at the end of the parade, and there's a reason for that, as you know, because the pooper scoopers have to follow the horses. So that's the plan.
Yeah, they usually leave a little gift for everybody.
A little patriotic donation, yeah.
Yes, exactly. Hey, I see that you've brought a guest with you today. Who is she?
I have indeed. I have Susie Marashi, and she's part of our Half Moon Bay Beautification Board of Directors, but she's also on the board of directors of the IDES Hall, and boy, do they have some fun festivities planned this year. So, Susie, welcome to our radio station here.
Thank you, Cameron. I am excited to be here and to promote our event at the IDES Hall this year. We are located on the south end of Main Street, for those who do not know. And we are going to have a fun day.
It actually starts before the parade, I understand.
Yes, we're going to be open from 10 to 4 that day. We have about 20-plus local artisans who will have craft booths and be selling their goods. We also will have some kids' activities, jumpy houses, face painting. We're bringing back the dime toss for those that may have experienced the dime toss at a Chamarita festival in their youth, like myself.
Is it true that inflation will bring it up to 25 cents next year?
No, actually, luckily, we'll keep it at 10%, 10 cents, because the glass is really delicate. Tossing a quarter into the glass can be a little dangerous.
Yes.
So one thing has not changed. It is still 10 cents. We also have two live bands that were going to be there from 10 a.m. to when the parade starts. It'll be the Courtney Kelly Band. And then after the parade until 4 will be Honey Disposition. We are going to take a little break around 2 o'clock to do a ribbon cutting for our mural, which is just being completed this week by our local artist, Julie Engelman. She's done an amazing job on the mural, and we're really excited to have it as part of our community and the history.
I've seen pictures of her actually working on the site, and it's amazing that she works so close up, but yet in her mind she sees it as you would see it, back on the street, for example.
Yes, it's totally amazing. I actually have talked to her about that same thing. I was like, how do you do that? How do you see so close up? And, you know, and she gets off that lift a lot and walks back and checks it out. And, I mean, she's a professional. She has done so. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
So you're going to have the bands, and are you going to have things for the kids to do, or will there be any other activities?
Sure. There's going to be jumpy houses. There will be face painters, henna tattoo artists. There'll be like games around like giant Jenga and Connect Four and like backyard games that are fun on the 4th of July. Then the IDS is also going to bring back the beef sandwiches for this event. So if you missed out at the Festa a couple of weeks ago, you can still get a beef sandwich.
You're making me hungry, don't you?
They are famous, so.
They are indeed. Well, we're looking forward to another fantastic 4th of July. I know that the radio station will be on site. We're going to be broadcasting live from the event. In fact, we're going to be debuting our new mobile unit. We have a trailer that we've modified and will actually be having two of our personalities broadcasting from the event, probably about from 10 to 2. So we'll be a little bit before the parade and then after the parade a little bit as well. So we're inviting everybody to come by and say hi, give us a wave.
Ooh.
And speaking of waving, I see that Cameron Palmer is waving at me, and apparently, I guess he has a few more.
Well,
words.
I forgot something that the folks out there need to know, and that is if you want to be in the parade, we do have registration forms available online at hmb4thofjuly.com. You can also pick them up at my pub or City Hall or Feed and Fuel. The more the merrier. So please, if you have any interest, stop by, get a form, and fill it out. Also, don't forget about the Lions Club Pancake Breakfast. That's a great way to start the day. It's at the City Hall parking lot, and that's just a tradition, a local tradition. So Lions Club, they do a great job. And I did want to let you know that I have a celebrity joining us at the announcer stage this year, and that's Marcus D. of the Star 101 radio station. And so he's going to be there. He helped last year and did a great job. He lives in our town, in our community.
He does.
He'll be there, and gosh, folks, I hope to see you out at the parade.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know what more we could say. The one thing that I do miss about 4th of July, and my wife and I have lived on the coast for nearly 44 years, so when we got married, this is where we moved, and this August we'll be celebrating number 44. And I remember early on that we did have some fireworks at the end of the day down by the harbor, which was kind of nice, and that's all gone away. Do you think that will ever come back?
I sure hope it does. I know there's talk. I've actually talked with a pyrotechnics firm that really wants to put this thing on. It's the cost associated with it, not just for the fireworks, but the sheriff's department that patrols. And it just made it cost prohibitive. But if there's a generous benefactor out there, hey, give me a ring. Let's make this thing happen in the future.
All right. Sounds good. Hey, thank you both for coming in. We certainly appreciate you being here, and we look forward to seeing both of you this year at our wonderful July 4th event. The July 4th Hometown Parade, a beloved Coastside event. If you want to be in the parade, then you need to register, and forms are available at City Hall, Cameron's Pub and Inn, and Feed and Fuel on Main Street. And be sure to look for the new KHNB mobile broadcast unit. Come by, say hi. We would love to meet you. For the feature story of the week, I'm Jim Henderson. And now we invite you to get on board the KHNB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer. The dials are set to the year 1957. This is Community Radio for the San Mateo County Midcoast, 100.9 KHMB.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
What if I told you there are 7 simple morning routines that can completely change your life? They'll help you start each day with clarity, stay focused on what really matters, and finish with a sense of purpose, progress, and peace. Hi, I'm Dennis Kearney, a certified transformational coach. These 7 practices have transformed my life and the lives of many of my clients, and I want to share them with you completely free. No catch, no gimmicks, just powerful, proven tools to help you live with more intention and joy. Download your free guide now, deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. That is deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. Because when your mornings change, your life changes.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1957.
We are now in the summer of 1957. What were things like on the Coastside back then? Well, checking the archive of the Half Moon Bay Review, two die as car goes off over the cliff. A speeding car bursts through a fence on the Coast Highway south of Half Moon Bay and careened 200 yards over two gullies and plunged 100 feet into the Rocky Creek bed. The driver and his wife were killed instantly. 500 received polio shots. Some 500 individuals have recently received stock polio inoculations. About 400 received first or second shot in Half Moon Bay, while other 100 lined up for free shots in Pescadero. And drag races at the airport again this weekend. A second drag race meet has been scheduled for the Half Moon Bay Airport this weekend. The County Board of Supervisors granted the request due to the success of drag racing meets 2 weeks ago. The supervisors imposed one condition on the meet: increased safety factors for the 10,000 spectators who are expected to be present. 1957 sees the continued growth of bigger, taller tail fins on new cars, more lights, and bigger, more powerful engines. An average car sells for $2,749. And this is the year Toyota starts selling cars in the U.S. The Soviet Union launches the first space satellite, Sputnik 1. South Vietnam is attacked by the Viet Cong guerrillas. And here at home, troops are sent to Arkansas to enforce the anti-segregation laws. Inflation is just over 3%, and the average cost of a new house is $12,220. Or you can rent one for $90 a month. Bacon is 60 cents a pound, eggs 28 cents a dozen, and to get to the grocery store, it'll cost you about 24 cents a gallon for gas. Popular movies include The Ten Commandments and The Bridge Over the River Kwai. On TV, Perry Mason and Maverick make their debut. Elvis Presley purchases a mansion in Memphis, Tennessee, and calls it Graceland. American Bandstand, The Teenagers Chart Music Show, debuts on ABC. Some of the songs played at the American Bandstand include a new rock and roll vocal duo. They are two brothers that have produced three hit records already this year. Here's Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, with Wake Up Little Susie. Born and raised, he played the piano since age 9, professionally since age 15, 20 weeks on the charts, and solid gold. Here's Jerry Lee Lewis with Whole Lot of Shaking Going On.
Come on over, baby. Oh, Lord, shake it, gone. Now let's get real low one time now. Shake, baby, shake. All you gotta do, honey, is kinda stand in one spot. Wiggle around just a little bit. And that's when you got it. Yeah. Now let's go one time. Shake it, baby, shake. Shake, ooh, shake, baby. Come on, baby, shake, baby, shake. Come on, up, oh, a lot of shaking going on.
Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next week in another year, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Vinoteca Tasting Room and Shop on Main Street is blessed with a number of wonderful regulars who keep coming back. We decided to ask them, what is it about Vinoteca that you like so much?
I love it here. It's a really cozy vibe. I love the wines. In fact, I love it so much, I came back for my birthday party.
It's like home. It really is just like coming home, and everybody there treats me like family.
I love the friendly service and the great advice about wines I might not have ever tried before.
And now you can enjoy wine tasting in Vinoteca's comfortable environment 7 days a week. Monday through Sunday, we can help you find the perfect wine to drink tonight or for any special occasion. Planning a private event? Vinoteca has space available for meeting or private events. We're located at 330 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Visit us online at VinotecaHMB.com.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Dog stung by a bee? Here's how to treat it, by Dr. Catherine Ash. Spring is springing forth all over the country. Flowers, grasses, and trees are blooming, and the pollinators are out in force. This is great news for plants, and less great news for our canine friends. Dogs are more prone to being stung by insects than we are, given that they aren't always aware that some of the buzzing, flying insects they love to chase can hurt. The most likely sting suspects are bees, wasps, hornets, and fire ants. As an emergency veterinarian, Dr. Ash has treated dogs who suffered bee and wasp stings, with reactions ranging from very mild localized swelling and pain to anaphylactic shock. These symptoms were sometimes caused by a direct sting to the muzzle or paw, but in some cases they occurred when a dog ingested a bee. It's important to know what is normal and what is not when this happens. The typical dog bee stinging event leaves a dog with a single sting on the muzzle or foot. This is because of a dog's horizontal four-footed orientation and their innate curiosity. The feet often find the insects when running through the grass, and the curious muzzle will follow. What to do if your dog gets stung? With most stings, there will be a very mild redness and swelling. Your dog may suddenly limp and/or favor a paw or have a red swollen spot on the face. In some cases, a stinger can still be found in the wound. This is extremely difficult to find without a still calm dog and a magnifying glass. Often, removal of the stinger must be done at the vet's office. You can try to remove it at home, but it may not be possible. Initial treatment for a sting or bite of this severity can consist of rest and cold compresses to relieve swelling and pain. Do not administer over-the-counter medications. These are generally not safe for dogs. If you are concerned that your dog is in significant pain, contact your veterinarian to discuss a pain management strategy. Your dog may develop hives, wheals, and welts, and these are a moderate reaction to stings. Just like their human counterparts, dogs who have been stung can break out in unsightly hives. These are usually very itchy and uncomfortable. The first sign often noticed is the dog rubbing along furniture or scratching at the face and eyes. The hives may manifest as bright red streaks or lumps all over the body, or be confined to a single place. As long as there is no attendant vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, or collapse, this can be managed at home successfully. Benadryl can be given at 1 to 2 milligrams per pound of body weight. If using a Benadryl product, check to make sure there are no other active ingredients. Some Benadryl products contain decongestants as well, and these can be dangerous for dogs. Benadryl can be repeated every 6 to 8 hours as needed to help with hives. They can sometimes take hours to a few days to completely resolve. Benadryl can cause drowsiness in some dogs, but in others, it can cause excitement. Severe bee sting reactions in dogs. In the most severe cases, dogs can develop anaphylactic shock. In canines, the shock organ is the gastrointestinal tract, in contrast to cats and humans, in which it's the lungs. Dogs in anaphylactic shock do not necessarily develop difficulty breathing. They are much more likely to develop sudden onset of vomiting, diarrhea, and collapse. The diarrhea and vomit can both be extremely bloody. This is an absolute emergency and should be treated as such. Once evaluated by a vet, your dog will be treated with intravenous fluids, epinephrine, possibly steroids, oxygen, and very close monitoring. Diagnostic testing will likely include blood pressure monitoring, blood work, and maybe an abdominal ultrasound. Often, when dogs are stung, it is not witnessed, so it can be difficult to determine the cause of the signs. One helpful test is the abdominal ultrasound. Gallbladder wall swelling can be used to determine if anaphylaxis is the true cause of the signs. Another indicator is that anaphylaxis is a very sudden onset in a previously healthy dog that has just been outside. With rapid and aggressive treatment, most dogs will recover from this type of shock, but early treatment is essential. In some cases, your vet may recommend carrying an EpiPen Junior for future outdoor travels with your dog. Despite having this on hand, any suspicion of an anaphylactic event should prompt immediate evaluation by your vet. Now that you know how to handle a sting, fear of your dog being stung shouldn't prevent you from enjoying your walks together. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
Get ready for a night of fun, food, and community. Join us on September 27th at Domenico Winery for Cooking for a Cause, benefiting Sunresas Dental Health. Since 2001, Sunresas has been delivering smiles to the coastside and beyond with compassionate dental care for all ages and abilities. Enjoy award-winning paella, live music, exciting auctions, and more, all for a great cause on September 27th. To learn more, visit sunresasdental.org. That's sunresasdental.org.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Have you ever looked up and thought, "What am I doing here? I'm not really qualified for this." Maybe you had a win, received praise, or landed a new opportunity, and instead of celebrating, you felt like a fraud. If so, you are not alone. It's called imposter syndrome, and it's more common than you think. In fact, some of the most accomplished, capable people silently struggle with the feeling that they don't belong or haven't truly earned their success. I'm Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching, and today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, I'd love to share five Dream Builder principles to help you move from self-doubt to self-trust. The Dream Builder program is a proven step-by-step system for turning your dreams into reality. whether that's improving your health, relationships, or career. As a certified Dream Builder coach, I've seen firsthand how these principles can transform lives. Stay tuned. I'll share 5 tools to help you stop feeling like a fraud and start living like you belong. After this word from Shepherd Family Dentistry.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Hi, this is Dennis Kearney from Deep Wisdom Life Coaching. And today on Keeping Pace with Your Health, here are my 5 Dream Builder tips to help you stop feeling like a fraud and start living like you belong. Tip number 1, you're not alone. Even high achievers, CEOs, artists, doctors feel like this sometimes. Dream Builder teaches us this. Self-doubt is a natural part of growth. It shows up when we're stretching into the next version of ourselves. So instead of judging the doubt, just notice it. You're not broken, you're becoming. Tip number 2, borrow belief until yours catches up. When we don't yet believe in ourselves, it helps to lean on the belief others have in us. I tell my clients, you don't need 100% certainty to move forward. You just need enough willingness to try. Let my belief in you hold space for your belief in yourself. Tip number 3, shift from perfection to purpose. Imposter syndrome feeds off the myth that you have to be perfect to be worthy. But Dream Builders know progress matters more than perfection. Ask yourself, is this about looking good or doing good? Remember, you're here to serve, not to perform. Tip number 4, keep a victory log. Every day, write down 1 win, no matter how small. A kind word you shared, a task you completed, a moment of courage. Over time, this list becomes powerful evidence, quietly dismantling the lie that you're not enough. Because you are capable, you are worthy, you are enough, and deep down, you always have been. Tip number 5, speak to yourself like someone you love. Would you talk to a child or a friend the way you talk to yourself sometimes? In Dream Builder, we say, your self-talk sets your self-worth. So today, try saying, I'm learning, I'm growing. I am enough, as I am becoming more. Imposter syndrome doesn't mean you're a fraud. It means you're leveling up. When you stop waiting to feel ready and start claiming your place, the magic begins to happen. If you're tired of doubting yourself and ready to step into your full power, I'd love to support you. You can find me at deepwisdomlifecoaching.com. Let's silence the inner critic and make this the year you finally believe in you. I'm Dennis Kearney, and this has been Keeping Pace with Your Health. Until next time, remember, you're not an imposter. You're evolving. Own your place and grow into your greatness. Reach out to me anytime by calling 650-272-0402 or by visiting my website, www.deepwisdomlifecoaching.com.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel. The show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. A very special edition of Coastside Carousel this week. Sun Studios, 25 years ago. Yes, that Sun Studios, where Elvis recorded, Jerry Lee Lewis, and so many others. My guests this week are Steve Gallup, who appears on the coast with Bone Dog Cohen as Playaway Rust, and an old friend from their days at Sun Studios, Marty Kossoff, and we're going to play some tracks recorded 25 years ago. And today we discuss the legend of Clam Farm. Steve and Marty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Thank you, Mike. Aloha.
All right, we have a legendary rock story here. We have a legendary record producer, a legendary recording studio, legendary studio musicians, and you two guys. What the heck happened 30 years ago?
We come at the end. 25 years ago.
What two things don't look like the other?
I mean, this is an amazing story, and I'm going to let you guys tell the story. So in the 90s, you guys are playing together with a band that you created called Blue Plate Specials. And then, Marty, you meet a very famous record producer. Pick it up from there.
Steve and I were playing together for I don't know how many years, probably 5-6 years, maybe 7 years. And unfortunately, at that point, my family moved to Florida. It wound up being fortunate. I say unfortunate just that Steve and I had to stop playing together because musically we got along great. Unbeknownst to me, Jerry Wexler had moved to Sarasota, Florida. That's where we were. And he was in Sarasota and retired by the time I met him, when we just became friends.
When he said he knew Jerry, I was like, hey, Marty, you got to ask Jerry if he can set something up for us. I flew to New Orleans, and then I drove from New Orleans to Memphis. And actually, the song Memphis Breakdown kind of references that drive a little bit.
We should probably reference for the carousellers out there that Sun Studios had some pretty legendary artists record there over the years. Otis Redding, Aretha Franklin, Rolling Stones, if you're a fan of the Sticky Fingers album. Let's talk about, for a second, guys, just the feel of that studio. What kind of vibe do you get when you walk in there?
So, I mean, for me, it was incredible because I grew up with, you know, my dad listening to all the Sun Records stuff. So all the Jerry Lee Lewis and Elvis Presley, you know, those guys, Johnny Cash, those guys all started at Sun Records. And so just actually seeing it and walking in the door was an amazing thing. And, you know, there's Elvis's microphone that we get to record on now. And these are the walls of the studio, everything. To me, it was just an amazing, amazing moment just to be there. And that was only the beginning.
And Marty, what was your feeling on it?
That was a few hours before the recording session. It was still open as a touring, I don't know, attraction, museum kind of thing. But the guys from Muscle Shoals, Jimmy Evans and David Hood, they were with us. They were walking around with us, sort of gawking at the pictures. And, you know, it seemed like it was hitting them like it was hitting us. There was the area where some of the most famous early recordings ever, and best in my opinion, occurred. And we were standing right there. And it hit them too. And when I saw it, I just remember this. When it hit them too, I remember thinking, holy crap, this is real. Like, we're really going to do this. This is pretty amazing. It's hard to overstate it. And then to have some famous musicians drop in while we were setting up and just sitting around standing talking with, I don't know, it's kind of a once in a lifetime thing.
Don't you wish you had it all on videotape at the time? I'll tell you what, we're going to play 3 songs today from that session. We're going to talk about that session itself and talk about how it was preserved all these years, Steve, because that's an amazing story in and of itself. I want to start with the track Cold Steel Gray. This was your very first song. Tell us about it.
It was the first song that I ever wrote, really, and certainly the first one I ever recorded. The producer that was there kept saying, oh, that's the song. I love that song. That's the real thing, man. And that gave me a lot of confidence to really start doing a lot more writing. And we recorded this. I was in the front lobby where, you know, Elvis walked into and turned his tapes over to the secretary at Sun Studios. I've heard that story so many times. And, you know, the lights were off, had the Muscle Shoals guys in the other room and had a chance to record this. And then Marty laid down just a great solo on it. So it was an amazing experience.
This is an amazing experience for you carousellers as well. I'm getting goosebumps hearing the story. I can just imagine myself in the studio there with you guys. And let's play the song now called Cold Steel Gray. It's Coastside Carousel with Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff on KHMB.
Candlelight in those blue eyes. Thought
she had everything. Never felt the weight of that ring till it turned from gold to a cool steel gray. Cold like the night she left, stolen like happiness, as gray as the walls on her prison cell. She used to sit in the darkness and smoke her cigarettes, trying hard not to recall a million things that you can't forget. But it just kept on putting her down till she couldn't get up. And she watched the days fade away like a train on rays of that cold steel gray. Cold like the night she left, stolen like happiness, as gray as the walls on her prison cell. Shot missed and he turned around, but the next five brought him down, and she looked one last time in those eyes of cold steel gray. Cold like the night she lived, stolen like happiness, gray as the walls on her prison cell.
Community radio for the Coast Side is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. You've got it on Coast Side Carousel. I'm your host, Mike Dale, on a very special carousel today. The history of Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff. We're having a blast here talking about the session that you did. So you were recording with the Muscle Shoals Rhythm Section. Was that the Swampers?
The Swampers.
The original Swampers.
The original Swampers.
And they are legendary in their own right.
Well, you know, at that time, I at least hadn't even heard of them. You know, so they showed up and I didn't really know anything about them. And we went out to dinner with David Hood the night before and he was telling us all the stories of being with, you know, Aretha Franklin, going on drug runs with Dwayne Allman to Florida because Dwayne needed more cocaine, you know, and driving with Otis Redding. You know, this wasn't that long ago, but they were one of the first mixed race bands driving through the South, and Otis Redding having to hide down on the floor of the back seat when they drove through town. I mean, it was just an incredible opportunity to hear that stuff. And then to go in and teach him the songs that Marty and I wrote really and finished the night before at the Peabody Hotel in Memphis, and sat on the floor of Sun Studios and played them for them, and they took notes, and then we played the song.
I think it was. So we put the amps in the front room. We literally turned, I don't remember having any pedals, any effects.
No, it was all straight in, yeah.
In fact, those guys were so amazing. They went through all the songs in one take. And we had never played the songs ourselves, right? So we stayed up all night the night before writing the songs. We went in to the studio and showed them how we wanted to play the song as we ourselves were reading off the chord changes and stuff. So everybody was learning for the first time. And then they just looked up at me after they had written their notes and said, okay, let's go. We're ready. I'm like, don't you want to practice? And then, no, we're ready. And that's what you're hearing.
It's the legend of Clam Farm. Let's pick the song now called Things Don't Last. It's Steve Gallup, Marty Kossoff in 2000, and the tapes preserved for you today, exclusively on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. FM and AM 1710, where you can find the home of Coastside Carousel, brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and this is the show by and for local artists along the coastside. We got one here. Steve Gallup is in the studio with me, and Marty is in his Ohana in the Big Island in Hawaii. So I want to get to one more song, but first, I want to talk about how you preserve these tapes all these years, and then how Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montero got involved.
Yeah, this was a great story. So we left Sun Studios with big, they're 2-inch magnetic tapes, so kind of like a big old reel-to-reel, very large reel-to-reel tape. And at the time, everything was moving from magnetic tape to digital. And when we got out here, all the studios had switched to digital, and we really could not find a way to get the stuff off of the magnetic tapes. So I put them in my closet, and we kind of forgot about it and went on with our other groups. I was in Hip Shaker. Marty has a group in Florida as well. And for 25 years. And then I ran into Rich Pearsall, who had been kind of a fan of one of my old bands. And I told him about the tapes, and he said, I think I can get this done for you. And so I gave him the tapes. He went over to Berkeley to some of the folks from who used to be at Fantasy Records in Berkeley. And they said, we think maybe it was stored pretty well in that great El Granada climate, never getting too hot. We probably have one pass at getting this of the magnetic tape onto digital. And we don't know if it's going to work. So they put it in an oven and they bake it to kind of try and lock it in. And then they ran through it one time and they watched the tape go, and they were looking for the magnetic, for the backing to fall off. It never happened, and we got everything onto tape in one tape.
Now, Marty, when Steve told you this whole story, what was your reaction when he said, I preserved the session?
You know, it's just one of those unbelievable moments, and of course I was gung-ho for it, because when we went into Sun Studio before the museum closed, so at maybe 6 o'clock, we started recording, I think, like 8, 9, 10 o'clock. We didn't walk out until 4 o'clock in the morning. The engineer, the recording engineer, just did us a huge favor and just did a really quick mix, just put all the tracks on a CD and handed it to us, and that's all we had. Unmixed, unmastered, there were some side, some backing, some talking, you know, in the background during one of the songs. So to think that we'd have a shot at actually making this sounding good was something I knew we had to do. We just had to do it.
KCT Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB. Listening to The Legend of Clam Farm with Steve Gallup and Marty Kossoff, recorded 25 years ago on 2-inch magnetic tapes and preserved all this time. And then Rich Pearsall gets involved, takes them over to Fantasy Records in Berkeley. They preserve this tape and get it digitized, or get it to digital. And here we are previewing it today. You guys must be just ecstatic.
It's pretty incredible. I always tell Marty, it's like when you see the old cartoons, you know, where Wile E. Coyote runs off the cliff and he's running and he doesn't realize he's going to fall down. It's like the only reason we ever got this done is because nobody told us we couldn't do it. That we could go to Memphis and record 5 songs, write 5 songs, you know, in a day, record 5. That's unheard of. We just didn't know we couldn't do it.
One of those moments in time that will probably never be repeated, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Now, you're playing July 13th at Half Moon Bay Brewing Company. How many of these songs will you guys play together? Bone Dog Cohen's going to join you as well from the band Play Away Rust, which you have with him.
So I think we'll do probably maybe all of them.
I definitely want to hear Cold Steel Gray, because I agree with you and I agree with everyone else who's heard it. It's a great song.
It's a hit, I think. So, guys, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in. We've got Steve Gallup in the studio with me. Marty's on phone on the KHMB hotline here, calling in from the Big Island of Hawaii. But you guys will be together on July 12th for the show on July 13th. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Mike. This has been amazing.
Thank you. Yeah.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside.
On the Carousel!
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Around 1790, the infamous Thomas Paine wrote his Age of Reason, attacking religion and Christianity. Interestingly, one of the strongest defenders against Paine's attack was Benjamin Franklin. In fact, he stiffly rebuked Paine and told him, "He that spits in the wind spits in his own face." Do you imagine any good would be done by this attack against religion? Think how great a portion of mankind consists of youth who have need of the motives of religion to restrain them from vice, to support their virtue. I would advise you not to attempt unchaining the tiger, but to burn this piece before it is seen by any other person. If men are so wicked with religion, what would they be if without it? Benjamin Franklin believed that the practice of religion was one of the greatest assets of American society.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.